57 degrees in Rhinelander at 106. Good afternoon with WXPR News. I'm Ben Meyer. Marshfield Clinic Health Systems announced the new Marshfield Medical Center Minocqua Hospital will open by the first week in July. Ken Krall has more.
Marshfield Medical Center Minocqua will have a surgery center, 24-hour emergency department, physical and occupational therapy services, 14 private patient rooms, birthing center, pharmacy, imaging radiology, and lab services. The hospital's chief administrative officer, David Olenichik, says they're excited to move closer to bringing the community a new state-of-the-art hospital. Olenichik says they made the decision in early April to temporarily delay the opening to adjust staffing and resources in anticipation of a surge of COVID-19 patients and possible regulatory considerations. He says with the relatively low prevalence of COVID-19 in the community and stable volume of PPEs, testing, and other supplies, he says they're in a position to move forward. In an earlier statement from the two healthcare providers, it was noted that Howard Young and Woodruff was to transition all its labor and delivery services to the Marshfield Medical Center Minocqua once it opened. Ken Krall, WXPR News.
More Northwoods residents and workers across the United States have been using remote technology to work from home during the COVID-19 pandemic. Recently, Vilas County Economic Development Corporation Chair Jim Tuckwell was the focus of an online discussion about remote working. Tuckwell worked for more than 41 years with IBM, much of it on a remote basis. Tuckwell says this situation is different, as often spouses are home working remotely and children are there too. He says it's important to set up dedicated blocks of time to concentrate on work, along with making your home a workspace.
To really set up a dedicated work environment, and it may even be temporarily during the day at the kitchen table, but recognize that that's a workspace, and it's again an environment that would hopefully help you really concentrate.
Tuckwell says if you work from home without having on the TV or leaving the workspace, you can find yourself more productive than at the office.
What I found was having a dedicated work environment. For me in the Twin Cities, it was converting a bedroom into an office. You know, here it was designing a home with a dedicated office space, allowed me to concentrate much, much more.
Tuckwell says one silver lining in the situation could be people working from home could find new career activities they hadn't thought of before. Vilas County Economic Development Corporation has this event and others on its website at viluscountyedc.org. The Republican leadership of the state legislature doesn't want to come up with its own version of Safer at Home. Party leaders say they don't see the need for a set of statewide rules to tell local businesses how to open. State Representative Joan Ballwig is among lawmakers who are leaning towards letting local communities set their own rules. Governor Evers said that will lead to a patchwork of rules and regulations, which will create much more confusion. The pandemic has severely cut the income possibilities of artists who often find a place to show and sell their work, now nearly closed. Beginning today, a collaboration between Nate Shepherd Media, Nicolay College, and ArtStart offers ArtFest Online. The event includes a platform and potential income for artists. Developer Nate Shepherd says it gives the public an option to view and become involved in their creativity.
We're already working with a number of professional artists to provide interesting virtual classes and performances for you, but we'll also be hosting art activities and contests for anyone to participate in.
ArtFest Online is not set up like other virtual offerings, which he says are exploding across the internet. In a phone interview, Shepherd says a key component is having artists get paid through the project.
We're really excited to be able to pay every artist that is doing something for this on a professional level. So all of our teachers and our performers and some of the other activity organizers are all getting checks as a result of being a part of this. They're all being paid.
Shepherd hopes the public will jump in and do art, possibly something they've never done before. ArtFest Online runs from today through Sunday, May 24th, and all events are free. We have a link at WXPR.org. WXPR is an ArtFest Online sponsor. In your forecast for this afternoon, we'll reach a high of 65 degrees under mostly sunny skies. For tonight, partly cloudy, low around 41. Partly sunny again tomorrow, high near 65. And then showers roll in into Saturday night and Sunday. Sunday showers high near just 53 degrees. And as a reminder, you're listening to WXPR during our abbreviated spring membership pledge drive. We'd love to get a call with your pledge of support or go online at 715-362-6000 or online at WXPR.org. And thank you so much for supporting local public radio.